The first thing fans will notice when they arrive at Stadium 974 is that it looks a bit like it was constructed using children's building blocks.
And that's not entirely too far from the truth, just on a much bigger scale. This stadium has been put together with 974 shipping containers, 40,000 seats, and a metal structure. The shipping containers in this stadium are not just there to provide decoration and colour. Many of them have functions. We're now down on the ground floor of the stadium, right next to the players' tunnel. And as you can see, this one is the referee's dressing room. So let's take a look inside. Come on in and we'll have a look at how it's been fitted out. As you can see, there is a sink over there, a couple of toilets, and there are also some lockers just behind me where they can put away their clothes. They call this a modular stadium. It has its advantages. It keeps costs low, it lowers the number of building materials they need to use, and it can be put up relatively quickly.
Since these containers were fabricated fully and fitted out in China, and most of the steel elements were fabricated in Vietnam and Turkey, once we had them on site, it took us from November 19, when we started placing the first container in its final position, until March 21, which is roughly a year and 6 months.
After the tournament, the roof, the seats, the shipping containers and all the metal frames will be taken apart and sent overseas to other projects. It's all part of the idea of sustainability and legacy for the Middle East's first World Cup.
Since day one, we thought of legacy, which is one of the most factors and commitments that we had during the bid. Back in 2010, and even with the concept of having a temporary stadium, I think this would enhance even the sporting industry.
Using shipping containers is also a nod to the stadium's location. It's right next to Doha Bay, next to the old Doha port, and it also has the best view of the city skyline.